Simon has called in from Mill Hill. Simon, did you hear what Susan was saying there?
I didn't actually, because the line just went dead.
Okay, well, Susan tragically lost her son to drug addiction a little while ago, and she was saying that her feeling was that if they were had been legalized, he would have been taking cleaner drugs, and there wouldn't be so much crime.
I agree. Well, firstly, I sympathise with her, but secondly, I would agree with her to a degree.
Okay.
I'm actually an addictions counsellor, so I come across this all the time.
Thank you very much for calling us. That's brilliant.
I mean, going back to Danny, for example, you know, he did have a point. As much as I hate to admit this, he did have a point, and your last caller had the same point, which is if you regulate drugs, you're going to be able to make them safer. You know, this is a multi-billion pound industry. And by the time the drugs are flown in from wherever they come from, Afghanistan, Bolivia, Colombia, wherever it is, they probably change hands, I don't know, 10 times, a dozen times before they actually hit the end user.
Mm-hmm.
And each time they're cut with something.
With something dirty.
Increased profit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, 1 ounce is going to make probably 10 ounces by the time it hits the street. And we don't know what's going in that. Now, very often, you know, there are cases of rat poison, there's cases of cut glass, there's cases of all different things going into drugs, especially when you're looking at drugs in powder form or in pill form.
Mm.
You have no idea what's in them. So by regulating them, yes, you can make them safer. So possibly your last caller's son may have taken a safer drug. I don't know. The flip side of that argument, because I'm not in favour of it, the flip side of that argument is there will always be a black market undercutting it because it is a multi-billion pound business.
Mm.
And as with cigarettes, and you know, if you look at the cost of cigarettes or alcohol or petrol, and you look at the amount of tax that the government puts on it, you know, it will constantly increase in price, and there will constantly be a black market. So I don't really think that argument holds much water. With regard to, you know, a lot of people have also talked about alcohol and alcohol not being a drug. Alcohol is a drug. It's a drug in liquid form, and yes, society around the world, or around the Western world, has got very used to it.
But is it a good thing that we do? We're going to have to be quick. But, you know, if we allow drugs to be legalised and then we get used to them, does that make it okay?
No, absolutely not. What it gives is the wrong message. It's like the downgrading of cannabis from a Class B.
And look how that went.
They've just redone it back to B again.
Yeah.
It's giving the message to youngsters that actually this is okay. And by legalising drugs, it's saying, well, you know, just the same as when you're 18 or very often younger now, people are going and buying alcohol, you can just go and buy drugs. Drugs kills people. Drugs nearly killed me.
Simon.
You know, I have a long history of drug abuse.
Simon, thank you very much indeed, and thanks so much for calling in from your expert point of view as a counsellor. We've got the